Chad Stahelski is a stuntman turned director, is changing the way actors prepare for action scenes. His idea is, if you're choreographing an action film, train your actors in everything from jujitsu to self-defense with a pencil. Well, reporters do that. Reporter Beth Accomando explains how Stahelski and his John Wick movies are changing the genre.
3 years ago, John Wick won over audiences with its tale of a hitman, played by Keanu Reeves, who comes out of retirement to avenge the death of his puppy. John Wick Chapter 2 picks up a few days later as John recovers his stolen car and tries to remain retired. But the harder he tries, the more bodies pile up.
You're not very good at retiring.
I'm working on it.
At 52, Reeves is great at making John Wick look like an efficient killing machine. And the reason for that is stuntman-turned-director Chad Stahelski.
We throw every penny we can into training the cast member. And we just don't train them to memorize moves. Keanu was trained on this one to be a practical three-gun firearm technician. Basically, we just trained him to be a stunt guy.
That's the Hong Kong approach to shooting action. Stahelski learned it from working with Yuen Woo-ping on The Matrix, the first American film to introduce Asian action to mainstream Hollywood. Stahelski says in Hong Kong, they take a holistic approach.
The Hong Kong teams, their cameramen were ex-stunt guys, their editors were stunt, like, from the editor to the director to the performers, that link or that production line was all on the same page. They were all at rehearsals. They were all there.
Stahelski successfully put those practices to work in his directorial debut, John Wick, says Bay Logan, author of Hong Kong Action.
The best thing you can do if you have choreographers who know what they're doing is get out of their way and let them do it, which is the foundation of the Hong Kong filmmaking approach.
But that Hong Kong approach runs counter to what Hollywood tends to do, says Stahelski.
A lot of times you get an action sequence that's shot and executed not so much to show things, but to hide things or hide imperfections.
That's why Stahelski and partner David Leitch founded 8711, an action design company. Logan says what they did was an innovation in Hollywood.
You really want to see what somebody's doing in frame, and hopefully you want to see them doing it. Or at least if you're going to double somebody, they're doubled in a way that the audience is going along with the ride, that they're not going, oh my God, look, that's a stunt double or it's a special effect.
Stahelski didn't start with the goal of becoming a director. It was just a natural progression as he got more involved in the shooting of films such as 300 and The Hunger Games: Catching Fire.
The best way to bring what you create or what you choreograph to fruition is being the director. You know, you can control how it's edited, you control how it's shot, which gives you a truer version of what you want to do.
That's where Keanu Reeves came in. Having worked with Stahelski on The Matrix, Reeves had confidence this stunt guy could direct. Reeves praised his director in a studio interview.
Chad brings such an experience to physical production in terms of shooting action. He was a stuntman at a very high level, so he understands the cinema of action and what it takes to put that on screen.
Common co-stars in John Wick Chapter 2 and trained for more than 3 months to play a rival hitman.
I knew we were doing long sequences and long shots. So I was all for it. And Keanu is the same way. That's why when you see John Wick or John Wick 2, you see Keanu doing the stunts. You see him doing the work. And for me, it keeps you in the movie.
Plus, the action advances the story and defines the characters, says Stahelski.
Keanu can sit in, you know, one of our action meetings and go, John Wick wouldn't run. He'd just ram you with a car. And his mentality is not evasion. It is destruction and collision.
Defining character through action is easy when your actor is well-trained. Common said he was prepared for anything they could throw at him.
He has different ways of, like, when you're utilizing a gun and he combines that with certain martial arts techniques, yeah, he comes up with this thing called gung fu.
Gun Fu is an invention of Stahelski's, and it's winning over audiences around the globe. John Wick Chapter 2 opened last weekend to double the box office of its predecessor, and Chapter 3 might be next. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.